Another idea floated by the Santa Barbara City Council, they're dealing with creating rent control, they have a rent freeze, is they're proposing that all tenants are to be added to the property's title as tenants in common. Why do you think they call it tenants in common? That would be something. Speaking of tenants in common, there's a listing I saw. It's been on for a while, and I actually just sent it to a potential buyer, client that I've been keeping in touch with, and they want something near the ocean, maybe an ocean view, and this is near the Miramar Hotel. And properties there are very expensive. This one is $4,750,000, and you get some ocean views. It's not on the sand, but it's on Miramar Avenue, and you get some ocean views. And it's expansive lawn. You can hear the ocean, see the ocean. Refurbished. Two bedroom, two bath, plus two additional rooms which have been used as bedrooms. So they're not legal bedrooms, so you can't call it a four bedroom, two bath. Gated parking, properties fully enclosed. This offering is a tenants in common interest with exclusive right to use the house and gardens, along with the current owner who's retaining rights to the duplex on the street side of the lot and separated from the house. So I sent it to someone who wants to buy in the vicinity of the ocean view, something. It's a terrific location. I don't know how many properties like this scenario have sold. I'm sure there have, but I'm guessing not a lot. And, tenants in common with someone you have nothing in common with. Maybe it could work. You have to have the kind of personality, or there's another word I'm trying to think of, constitution, to deal with something like this, not fee simple. People buy out in the lease land and the U.S. Forest Service. They buy at Hollister Ranch. Where you, I guess that's tenants in common as well. A lot of times it's three people up to sometimes 12 with just surfing rights. So it happens. And I don't know if this one is priced well for what they're asking. And it's kind of tough to do comps, but kind of interesting. I'll let you know if my potential buyer wants to explore it. That would be interesting. There was a short sale that came up on the market. It didn't last long, and I remember seeing it hit the MLS. It was on Diana Lane, which is just a wonderful little spot. A lot of Delfonso Spanish homes are there. This was a 1947 Spanish home, almost 1,400 square feet on a 6,600 square foot parcel, which is a good size, three bedrooms, one and a half baths, and it listed as a short sale. For how much? $1,195,000. And that, I didn't do comps. I didn't see it. It seems low. And it sold a little over asking for $1,230,000. And that also just feels low. And I did a search and I hadn't seen a short sale for a long time. I didn't go back to 2025, but I don't remember any short sales. And I did a short sale search for 2026. And I found two, and the other one might be a typo. I reached out to the listing agent and the agent representing the buyer, but didn't hear back from them before airtime. So I'll let you know if that one, that was over 7 million. And looking at the history, it doesn't look like they were behind. In this one that sold on Diana Lane, they've owned it forever. Their taxes were like based on a $97,000. In 2007, they pulled $1,470,000. They got a mortgage. Now, 2005, 6, and 7, the market was screaming hot. If they pulled that out, that means it must have been appraised for higher than $1,470,000. And today, prices are higher than they were back in 2007. So that's an interesting story. I don't know what happened there, and I don't know why it didn't sell for more, but it's a short sale. Might be one of two, might be the only one. The other one over 7 million, I'll get back to you on that. And speaking of, I'll get back to you on that. That's something you never want to say if someone calls you and you're a landlord and they say, "Do you accept Section 8?" Never say, "I'll get back to you, maybe," or "Let me check with my wife or husband," or if you're an agent, "Let me check with the landlord." Any of those responses constitute fair housing violation. The answer is yes. Someone asks you if you take Section 8, yes, all qualified applicants are welcome. They've done testing, the California Civil Rights Department found widespread violations. Now, I don't know if they just fined you or just, spanked you. But private attorneys have filed at least 40 fair housing cases based on their own testing. And that's where they basically call people up and say, "Hey, you take Section 8," and they're looking for it. Many seeking $100,000 in damages. So someone calls you up and they say, "Do you take Section 8?" You say, "Yes, all qualified applicants are welcome." And you're welcome to tune in next week. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Actually, tune in for the next segment. RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.